Greetings this morning in the name of Jesus, our dear Lord. Good to be back on a Tuesday morning. Feels like we're into the week and we're going. And God bless each one of you that let God clean your heart yesterday. You will be richly rewarded for it all week long. And if you're here and you're still struggling, maybe you're resisting, I'd encourage you, seek the Lord now and let Him clean your heart. Don't lose any time. Often it happens, someone battles all week and then finally on Friday night they surrender to Jesus. Then they look back and they say, I missed the whole week. Don't do that. The papers that are being passed out are still coming off of the copier. We thought we were going to be ready, but we had a few technical difficulties. So they'll keep coming, and the brothers will keep passing them out. So you'll be getting one. Bear with us if you can, please. I'd like to look at enduring prayer warriors this morning as we look at setting standards for our life. This is one. If we can learn how to pray, how to seek God's face, have the experience of getting a hold of God in the days of our youth, and have that standard for the rest of our life to fall back on, here's what I need to do. The blessings that will bring upon our lives are beyond our imagination. It's one of the richest things. It's one of those rich memories that I have looking back on my youth. Learning to pray. Watching God answer prayers. And it helps me much. Even this week, it's helped me. Let's pray before we go further. Lord Jesus, we call on Your name this morning and pray that You would have the preeminence here today. We beg You in Jesus' name that You would come by Your Spirit, by the Holy Spirit, and talk to our hearts today. Father, we want to hear from You. Lord, if we can learn this truth in our youth, Lord, we know the effectiveness, or we can imagine it. We know it's also beyond our imagination, the effectiveness it can make all of our lives. Lord, I beg You this morning in Jesus' name that You would give us a vision of praying, of seeking Your face. Lord, God, let the simplest person understand this morning, be able to grasp this truth. Lord, cause the hard-hearted to perceive it and be able to see it. We beg You, Lord, for Your Spirit to come and talk to us. When I hear from You, Lord, and we plead with You that You would do that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Enduring prayer warriors, there are several scriptures I'd like to turn to sort of sum up the title. One of them is in Luke chapter 18, verse 1 through 8. The other one is in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. Now those of you that have papers, that's on your papers, I'd encourage you, if you have thoughts or answers that come to you as we go through it, just write it on your paper. I don't need them back. You can take them home. And you can make them just as personal as you desire them to be. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. And He spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray, and not to faint. Saying, there was in a city a judge, which feared not God, neither regardeth man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto Him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge says. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? And here we have Jesus giving an illustration of a widow. A lowly widow came to a judge. She had an adversary. She was pleading with this judge that he would help her with her adversary, that he would deliver her from her adversary. She didn't have a husband. She was a needy lady. And she was begging for this judge to have mercy on her and help her and deliver her from her adversary. Just a lowly widow. Just a lowly widow. And she wouldn't quit. She kept coming continually. She just kept coming, and she kept coming, and she kept coming, and she kept coming. Finally he said, I'm going to deliver her from her adversary, lest she weary me. Then there's something important. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge says. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry to him day and night continually? Shall not God avenge his own elect that come to him and cry to him day and night continually? They won't quit. They keep coming. And Jesus is telling us, pray this way. Pray this way. You know, we might think, well, I don't want to be a bunch of trouble. Well, I don't want to interfere. I don't want to be a crybaby. But Jesus said, throw all that away. Pray this way. Day and night. Crying continually. And he said, God will avenge such speedily. God will avenge such speedily. Can we come like a lowly widow to our Father in heaven? You know, if he said he would hear the cry of a lowly widow, can we be assured? If we come with a humble heart to our God and our Father, he will hear us, won't he? He will hear us. As she endured. The other picture is in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. This is Paul writing to Timothy. He says, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Then in verse 3 he says, thou, Timothy, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. And I'd like us to picture an enduring soldier here for the Lord Jesus Christ. And take that together with the lowly widow that endured and would not quit, but kept on pressing and pressing and pressing through. Enduring prayer warriors. Enduring in prayer. Sometimes when we endure in prayer, it's not all comfortable. Sometimes we need to agonize in prayer. Sometimes we lose sleep praying. Sometimes we feel all alone with the burden that God is pouring down out of heaven upon our hearts. But if we can face that like a soldier, with the humility of a lowly widow, and strive in there, and seek the face of God, and entreat God, and cry unto Him day and night, my friend, I promise you, God will answer you speedily, like He said. But we need to put on the mind of a soldier that is willing to suffer, that is willing to endure hardness. You know, a soldier ends up out on the field somewhere. He might be in a foxhole one day, and it's pouring down rain, and it's a muddy mess. But he needs to hold his post. The next day he might be in the scorching heat, just sweating. But he needs to keep on going, and he does as he's told. He does as he's told. If we could put on that mind of a soldier, and then come like a lowly widow to Jesus, and cry to Him day and night, He will answer us speedily. I'm sure that we all enjoy answered prayer. It's invigorating. We could stop right here. If you take those two pictures, put them together, and just apply them to your life, your prayer life will flourish, I promise you. But this is the kind of standard that we need to set for ourselves in our youth. And as we go through life, there'll be the difficulties, there'll be the trials, there'll be the hardships, there'll be times when you feel like quitting. But soldiers don't quit. And lowly widows don't either. And God answers them speedily. Oh, beautiful. Now I'd like to turn to Matthew chapter 6. And most of the message this morning, we're just simply going to go down through the Lord's Prayer. I don't know if you've ever heard a message on the Lord's Prayer or not. I don't know what you think about the Lord's Prayer. But there are some very vital truths in this text that can give us direction of how to pray to establish us in our prayer life. Now there is verses and prayers throughout the New Testament all over. And I would encourage you, look for them and watch for them as you study your Bible. Matthew chapter 6. We're going to start reading in verse 5. And the first thing we want to notice here is he addresses the issue of a secret place of prayer. A secret place of prayer. Verse 5. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. Now looking at this secret place of prayer, he says, don't pray to be seen of men. But when you pray, enter into your closet. Now I believe if you have a closet at home that you can go into and pray, amen. God bless you. Do it. But what is he really trying to say? What is the point he's making? Is it not that we need to find a place where we can go and get alone with God and have a secret place where I can touch the throne before the Father at the feet of Jesus like a lowly widow with the perseverance of a soldier. Go there day after day and get a hold of God. It might be in my bedroom beside my bed or next to a desk or something. It might be in a study. It could be in the attic. It could be in the basement. It could be in a shed outside somewhere. It could be in the barn. It could be behind the barn. It could be the backside of the field or out in the woods. And my friend, when I give you that list this morning, there are memories that go off in my mind that about put chills down my back of youthful days of getting alone and praying and asking God to come and touch my heart. And God meets us there. And it's those memories that I look back to spur me on today. Sweet hours out behind the barn looking into heaven, into the stars, and talking to my Father. We need to find a sweet place, a secret place of prayer where we can touch the heart of God and when God can touch my heart. We need that. We need that. Just humble, coming to the Father like a lowly widow, but with the endurance of a soldier. There was an account I read of a village in Africa where there was a group of Christian brothers, and their villages are very close, and there's not a lot of privacy. In this particular village, they all went out in the woods and they found their place to get alone with God. And they wore a path to their spot. And they were there to help each other. And if someone's path grew grass on it, the other would say, "Brother, grass grows on your path." The question is there grass growing on our path? It'd probably do us some good to live like that and have to be able to admit to the rest around me how it's going with that secret place of prayer. Yes, it was a secret place, but others could see how it was going. Is there grass growing in the path? Secondly, I'd like to notice from a simple, sincere heart. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask Him. Sometimes people say, "Well, I don't know how to pray." Please, you don't need to go to school to learn how to pray. What I have seen, and I'm sure there's others here that have seen it, once a heart is free, all of a sudden we can pray. What is praying? Is it not talking to our Father? Is it not talking to our Father? And He is not impressed with fancy speeches. We don't need a whole bunch of fancy words. We need a sincere heart. A sincere heart that loves the Father and wants to connect with Him. That's all we need. Some of the sweetest prayers come from people that have that sincere heart. They don't have much of a vocabulary, but they touch the throne. And that's what counts. It doesn't matter how high we jump and how loud we shout, how much we cut ourselves. If we're not touching the throne, it'll do nothing. It'll do nothing. God is not looking for a show, for a fair speech. He's looking for a sincere heart that'll come to Him just in simplicity. Number three. Hallowed be Thy name. Hallowed be Thy name. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. I was so blessed last night. Heaven be described like it was. Like amen. He took a whole message and it wasn't done on what I'm trying to make one point out of this morning, and I have to keep moving. hallowed be your name, our Father. Does your Father need a fancy speech, by the way, when you talk to him? You can talk to him just real simple, plain speech, right? Our Father, my Father, Abba Father, like a son, like a daughter, coming. But then it goes to, hallowed be your name, holy is your name. What is happening here? I'd like to read you some verses that were read last night. I'd like to read them again. Revelation chapter 4, verse 8. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within. And they rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to Him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him that sat on the throne and worship Him that liveth forever and ever. And they cast their crowns before Him, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, to receive honor and power. For Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. As we enter into prayer and we talk to our Father, we can talk to Him just like a father, and yet we are stepping into the presence of a holy God in the very throne room of the Father in heaven. We're stepping into His presence where there's holiness, there's majesty, there's power, there's purity. And where the presence of God is a light and a fire, like we heard last night, we are stepping right into His presence. Hallowed be your name. Come as a lowly widow with humility to such a Father as that, but with the endurance of a soldier. It's an awesome place to be before a God like that. It's an awesome place to be. Now when we're in His presence and we acknowledge Him as God, the Holy God, verse 10. Number 4. Praying God's will. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Here again, I was very blessed last night with the example was given of how God's will is done in heaven. God's will in heaven just happens. It just happens. Those cherubims, they moved exactly to the response of God, no more and no less, right? Here we are in the presence of a holy God. And we're praying that His will would be done on earth like it is in heaven. We're praying that His will would be done in my life, like it is in heaven. Lord, I want to move in Your will just like those cherubims did. Just like those cherubims do. Lord, I want to exercise Your will and move and step in Your will just like it's performed in heaven. Young people, if we can learn to do that in our youth, set that as a standard for life. Oh, brother and sister, it will be one of the richest blessings that we can take with us into life to move in the Father's will. In Luke chapter 22, verse 42, Jesus was praying in the garden. He was surrendering himself to the Father. And he said, Lord, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Here was Jesus travailing through something that God was asking him to do, which was to die for the sins of the whole world, which includes you and me. And it was a bitter cup. It was a heavy burden. It was going to cost him his relationship with his Father in heaven for a period of time. And he's surrendering, saying, not my will, but thine be done, Father. There are things in life that we need to pray that way. Lord, I'm surrendered to your will, whatever you want. But I'd like to flip that one around for us this morning as well. I believe God would have us to pray according to his will. According to his will. And the question often comes from young people, how do I know the Father's will? Let me read you another scripture. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Now it's time to pray for a lost soul and beg God for their salvation, if it be your will. Do you think God is pleased when we pray like that? God is saying, I have told you what my will is. I have told you what my will is. Would you pray in my will? We have stepped into the presence of the Holy God. And we're pleading with him that his will would be done. And he has made his will very clear on many different things. When it comes to praying for a lost soul, it's God's will that they should be saved, because he is not willing that any should be lost. And we can pour our hearts into that with everything within us, and beg God for that soul. And we don't have to wonder whether we're out of God's will when we're doing it. But we need to pray like a soldier that endures with the humility of a lowly widow, and beg God for his will. Let me read you another one. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Lord, help me to honor my parents, if it be your will. We'd like to say that, wouldn't we? God says, my child, I have shared my will with you. If not, if it be your will, Lord, I want to honor my parents. Would you show me how I can do it, different ways that I can honor them, that I can bless them and be a positive motivation to them and inspire them and grace their lives with a sweet submissive spirit? That's the kind of prayers that need to come out of a heart, and one like that. And we can rest assured that we're praying the Father's will.
God bless you for listening to the preaching of His Word. If you would like to listen to part 2 of this message, please press 4 now. You may leave us a message by pressing 99. To hear information about our Saturday morning Bible study, press 88. To find out how to listen to a church service at Ephrata Christian Fellowship, press 77. To hear the menu for this topic again, please stay on the line. To listen to any other message in this topic, press the appropriate extension number now.